The 14th movement of Rachmaninoff's Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom is the Lord's Prayer, a text Christians often commit to memory at a very young age, in their mother tongue, possibly even before understanding what the words mean. Some of my friends can recite this famous prayer in several languages. Rachmaninoff sets these beloved words with respect and reverence, calling for two choirs, though recordings do not generally give one that impression. The opening measure, marked pianissimo, is sung almost imperceptibly, as the sopranos and tenors in choir one quietly chant two words, Our Father, Otče náš, on the pitch F. While Choir 1 holds the pitch F, Choir 2 sings the first phrase of the prayer, Otče náš, our Father, who art in heaven. Choir 2 then holds the word for heaven on F, while Choir 1 repeats Otče náš, our Father, still on the pitch F. This pattern will continue, and the continual return to the pitch F, whether you hear it or not, gives the movement its sense of stability, of being built on a reliable foundation. As the movement progresses, other voices will take their turn in repeating Otče náš on various chanting pitches. When we come to the prayer's final line, and lead us not into temptation, the singing becomes intense, swelling to the movement's climax with the words, but deliver us from evil. And then the music gently subsides, and the prayer concludes with all eight voices singing the prayer's final word in unison on F, that pitch that has been so foundational to this wonderful setting.